The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and apologies, apparently, since that's all anybody's talking about today. I hate that stuff. Let's do it anyway. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Mr. Apologetic. Aaron Rabel to Voldemort, if you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, you know the number for that. Let's do it, man. Week's almost over. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff. What's going on with you, man?
Stuff and sports. Probably more sports. Well, yeah. Sports should probably go first. So.
Yeah, probably. So, all this apology nonsense is, I think, unnecessary. But this is, I think, my biggest pet peeve through all of this is the way Astros fan is responding.
Okay.
Like,
tell me.
Every Yankee and Red Sox fan who says something about the Astros, it's like Astro fan has to put on their cape and get on Twitter and defend them or in turn accuse the Yankees and Red Sox of cheating. Like, it's just not helping anything. It's not, oh, your team probably cheated too. That's not a good look. Just ignore them. You won the championship. Yankee fan on Twitter isn't going to take that away from you. Who cares what they say? Who cares what they think? Astros fan is the worst at playing the heel. They don't. They. I guess it's new to them, so they don't know how to handle it.
You know, what maybe we should do is import some Patriots fans to coach them up.
Maybe.
Just a thought.
Yeah, let's ask Emperor O'Brien.
What he would do.
He handles all sorts of people saying bad things about him, and he just handles it with class every time.
He sure does. He fires the one he's
bleep you! Bleep you too! Up yours, bleeder, mother bleeper, bleep, bleep, bleep. Oh, that was a Broncos fan, not one of ours. All right.
Well,
you suck too!
In their defense, the one thing that I get tired of seeing, and this is one of the reasons why Twitter is the worst, so Astros fan needs to apologize.
No, they don't.
Doesn't owe you anything. No. Astros fan doesn't have to apologize for crap, and frankly, the players shouldn't have. And here's my beef with the whole thing is, you know, they come up with this, everybody around the country, apologize. And you know, whatever they apologize, it's not going to be enough. And so they're going to tear it apart, which is what a lot of the national media is doing. It's like, oh, he said this, he said this. And it's to me, the whole apology is BS because they're not sorry. I guarantee they're not sorry. I'll give you a scenario, AJ. Let's say you win the World Series of Poker. And afterwards, it comes out that you were using some technology that helped you see one of the player's cards, not both.
Okay.
So you still had, there was still some skill involved here. You still had to play well enough, but you had an advantage. And it comes out, but you get to keep the money. You get to keep the bracelet. You're still a champion. Do you care?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I don't either. And by the way, if you've got that technology, let's talk off air. But, I mean, I just think that I wouldn't come out and apologize for it. I say, you know what? I was trying to get an edge. And, you know, did I win because of it? I don't know. I still had to play pretty well. Either way. You know, oh, well, it happened. Am I sorry? No. I got a trophy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's how they really feel. But I get that this is America and you have to apologize and fall on your sword. And Yeah, but so many of the friggin' tweets from the national media today just drive me nuts. Like Francesa tweeting out, this will be over when the media says it's over. Really? You realize, first of all, that media, the all-encompassing media, is misleading as hell. And by the way, that's why people hate us.
Yeah.
Because, oh, we'll determine when it's over. Now, as long as you're getting clicks and ratings off of it, you guys will keep talking about it. So, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. Nathan says, I get it, but it makes me feel better. Plus, I'd rather watch MLB burn in embarrassment than watch our team be a scapegoat. Well, you know, that's the thing. The whole, I agree with you that the fans are kind of falling into this, oh, they're out to get us thing. And maybe they are, but
Who cares?
So, Astros, like, making your kids apologize, do they really mean it? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just think it's, and of course, it just, like, dominates the conversation, and it's just like, all right, whatever. But, you know what? They cheated. They're not the fun, I mean, they're not the lovable guys you thought they were. Who cares?
Yeah, big deal.
And
but quit addressing it with random chuckleheads on Twitter. It's not gonna make you look any better.
Yeah, but you know what you can do? You can just block those people or mute them. You don't have to respond.
It's not like they're adding every Astros fan. Astros fan is going in and searching it out.
Yeah, see, that's worse. That's embarrassing. So, all right, 713-780-3776. What else you got today? I'm done with that. I'll tell you what. I had two things that, unless there's something new that comes out, and I guess today was new because they apologize. That I'm out on, and I'm out on anything involving Antonio Brown until he signs with a team.
I think that's pretty fair.
I mean, my goodness, what is he saying that's even remotely useful? So,
I did think I mean, I know you want to move on from it, but I thought it was funny that in one quote, Jim Crane said, "I don't think it affected the games," and then the next quote was, "I didn't say it didn't affect the games."
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you kind of did, sir.
You did. Sorry. I don't know. I guess the Astros felt like they needed to do something, which, again, I think the easiest thing to do would have just been stay quiet and let it blow over.
Yeah, just say, you know what, we're looking ahead. That's all you got.
I'll be honest. The worst thing they could do is force Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman out there in front of a microphone to give some canned apology. That doesn't improve the way you look. Certainly.
No, and it all looked fake and
dry. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you were going to get. And that's why I think it was kind of pointless. And I wish they'd just said, look, we're moving on. You know, that's done with. We're talking about 2020. Instead, you got, you know, Dusty Baker talking about it. What did he have to do with it? They were asking the new GM about it. It's like, well, what about these guys who were there that were part of a cheating scandal that are still working for you? It's like, dude, I just got here.
Right.
I mean, and it's, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what else there is to say about it. I mean, that at least as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I mean, they did what they thought was right, I guess, by coming out and apologizing. I don't know that I needed it. I mean, it's what's done is done.
Yeah, and
the apology didn't make me feel better about
well,
it.
Well, and my opinion of these guys is not going to change with an apology. I mean, look, they obviously did this. It was obviously a concerted effort. Bunch of turds. But hey, they won. And, you know, I'm not going to suddenly say, oh, you know what? They really meant that apology. Maybe they're not turds. No, they're turds. They cheated. It's okay.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Tom Brady's a turd. Guess what? They win. Bill Belichick, almost as big a turd as O'Brien. They win. Just accept it. 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713 says, I think what pisses people off is the media acting like the Astros should apologize to the Yankees for 2017 when the Yankees also got caught cheating in 2017. But the Yankees cheating is ignored.
Who cares? Yeah. Again, who's this you're talking about? It's some chucklehead with a Yankees a Yankees player as his Twitter background, and he's just riling you up, and you're being suckered right into it.
Well, that's what people do on Twitter. I mean, they try to draw you into stuff. And, you know, if you fall for it, that's kind of on you. I just think it's, if you're Astros fan, get ready for the season. Enjoy the baseball. You know, root for your team. If you don't want to wear an Altuve jersey anymore because he's a cheating little bastard, then don't wear it. But,
right.
You know, you could still go to the games. And guess what? They're going to be pretty good again. But what other guys think of you? I don't know. What other fan bases and what other media says? I don't care. You know, like I don't know if you saw Darren Revelle's tweet, but it was about it was just ultimate trolling, and it was awful. But I don't care. I don't have to respond to it and say, dude, you suck. You know you suck.
Yeah. That's big deal.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I'm a big, if you just pretend like you don't hear what they're saying, then you take away their power.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, mute or block.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to go after them and look for stuff, then, man, there's better things in life to be caring about.
Yep.
And what some dude in New York says about your team. And
when you go back at him, you're letting him win.
Yeah. That's what they want. That's why I said I didn't respond to Darren Revelle, because that's what he wants. And I think 409 subs it best. I don't care if they're sorry or not sorry. It's over. I don't care if the Patriots were sorry or not. Both teams still had the best players in their respective sports. They did. And that's really all there is to say about it. So, all right, 713-780-3776. Anything else you want to get out on this?
I guess that's it. That'll do. That'll do for now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just curious because, I mean, I'm willing to talk about it as much as you want, but I just don't have anything else to add other than I don't buy their apologies.
I just think, yeah, I don't buy their apology either, but I'm just saying I think you got to start letting this stuff go. And anytime you're addressing it, you're all you're doing is playing into their hand.
Well, exactly. So I think this is a good time, 4:13 p.m. on a Thursday, for everybody to just say, "Hey, let's turn the page." Not gonna respond to the trolls. Not gonna respond to the people who are trying to get a rise out of me. Just gonna enjoy my season.
Yeah.
And my team, and go and walk around proudly wearing my 2017 World Championship shirt. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah,
I know Aaron's excited about that.
That's why I wore this shirt on purpose today.
I didn't notice. That shows you how observant I am of what you wear. All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you one thing that you can observe is how much my hair's grown back. And it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And, guys, I used to wear hats everywhere. I was embarrassed. And I didn't know what to do because I had just enough hair left to where I could almost make it look like I was okay. Or shave it, and I couldn't decide. And then I looked into a whole bunch of things, and just none of them felt right. And then I met Dr. Linville. In his procedure, it's all natural. It's all your own hair. He extracts follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's your own hair. It's not hair plugs. It's not a wig. It's nothing like that. It's all your own hair, and it grows out fantastic. I mean, it's really growing out nice, and I'm almost now to where it's going to be. That's how good it is, and I feel a lot more confident, a lot more comfortable not wearing hats everywhere. I mean, I would wear hats to business things because I was so embarrassed. I'm not doing that anymore. Go check him out, 975hair.com, to get your consultation set up. Just hear what he has to say. And guess what? He had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. 975hair.com. Get your hair back. It's about to get hair.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 305 says, cheers from Orange County Airport for work.
Nice.
Have a break. Listen to you guys on the app while eating a late lunch and watching all the eye candy walking around. Life is good. Happy Thursday. Stay sportsy from Matt. That there is plenty of eye candy out there. And, you know, if you like John Wayne statues, they have a big John Wayne statue in the airport there at Orange County. I don't know if you've ever flown through there.
I have.
Yeah. So that was, I don't know if it still is, but that was considered one of the most dangerous airports in the world for the longest time. And I don't know why.
Dangerous?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because the flight patterns are all crossing with all the other airports out there or what, but it was considered one of the most dangerous. I don't know why. I never understood why. The one that always freaked me out was San Diego. Because first it looks like you're going to fly into a building, then it looks like you're going to land in the water, and at the last second the runway shows up. And it's like that and LaGuardia are the two worst. Because LaGuardia, you have to take that big turn around the stadium.
Yeah.
And then they barely have time to straighten up. But I never thought John Wayne was that bad. Somebody else brought up something that I wanted to get to. 281 says, how bad was that beat with U of H not covering last night?
I don't know that it was even the worst beat of the night.
No, there were a bunch of them. But that particular one, and I actually thought about betting against UH, but the number wasn't high enough for me. I was hoping for like 7.5 or 8 because coming off the big win over Wichita, this is an easy game to look past with the rest of their schedule. And so I thought they'd win, but I didn't think they could cover 7 or 8. But it turns out Vegas was pretty much right on the number because it was almost a bad beat the other way. Because South Florida misses 2 free throws.
Yeah.
Has to foul UH. UH makes 2 free throws to go up 6. And then basically gives up a gimme layup at the buzzer on the other side to not cover. And, yeah, so it was a bad beat, but it really wasn't. Because if Knucklehead makes one of his free throws,
It's a non-story.
It doesn't matter. But, yeah, there were a couple others there, too.
I had 2 of them go against me last night.
You hate to hear that.
One of them was the Stephen F. Austin Texas A&M Corpus Christi game. They went down. I mean, the number was 9.
Yeah.
Stephen F. Austin's up 11, and A&M Corpus Christi heaves a 3. And then maybe worse was the UC Irvine, UC Riverside game. I had Irvine minus 4. And they were down, they were up by like 15 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then in the first 13 minutes of the second half, they scored a total of 4 points, and they fell down double digits. Well, they end up turning it back on. They get up, I think they're up like 7 at one point. They're up 7. That's what happened. And UC Riverside goes down and hits a 3 to bring it to within 4 to basically put it on the number. There's 7 seconds left, so they called timeout, and you're thinking, oh, they're going to try to foul. Well, they didn't foul, and Irvine they were trying to foul, didn't get it done. Irvine throws it down, and their big man jumps up, and as he's dunking the ball, the clock goes off, and the referee instantly starts waving his arms no. And I was like, you got to go back and replay this thing. That's the difference between a push and a win. And of course, everybody runs onto the court, and this handshake start. Listen, I know it's college athletics, but we got to get to the point where we're willing to take a look at something like that because it decides things.
Well, I think pro leagues will be on that first. I don't think you're ever going to get that in college.
Probably not.
So, and there were a bunch of other games that came down to the last possession on the number last night, and because I actually saw a couple stories about it, and they included the UH game as a bad beat. 4-23. I don't think it was a bad beat because, frankly, if you watch that game, they had no business winning by more than 5.5. They went through one of their stretches where they couldn't shoot the damn ball at the end of a game and let South Florida hang around, so not a bad beat.
Alabama-Auburn. Auburn was minus 6.5. They started the game 19-0. I mean, it was like a blitz on these guys. And then it goes to overtime. And then Auburn gets a 9-point lead in overtime and still only wins by 4. Like, I mean, it was a roller coaster for people.
Well, and that's the rush that you get. But
win one of those, it feels great.
Yeah, and I never apologize for that.
Hell no.
It's just like, okay, It's just like when you have queens and somebody has kings and you spike the queen. I'm not apologizing.
No.
Because you're going to be on the other end of it many times, too. And in the end, it all evens out most of the time. But that's part of the fun. Speaking of hockey, by the way, we're back on a little win streak now. Got our under last night fairly easily. So we're going to go for an over tonight. And it's an early game, so I'm going to do it right now. Detroit, New Jersey, over 5.5. Two bad teams, but two teams that can't play defense or goaltend. So okay. I always, and 5.5 is, the 5.5 number is there because these teams are not great on offense, but they're worse on the other side. So there you go. Grimjow said he got slaughtered with NBA bets last night and college hoops helped mitigate the damage. Yeah, the only bet I made was on the under on that hockey game. So, but I mean that's
checks fantasy lineup sees that he's got New Jersey's goalie going. Awesome.
I've tried to tell you before, and but again, Detroit's not very good, so you might be okay. Hey, if you win 4-3, I'm happy.
Yeah,
that's okay. So
let's go with 6-0.
Okay, that's I'll take that too.
Yeah,
and. People have been following along. We've been riding the Vancouver overtrain. Their best winger is out for a while now, so they're not scoring as much, which is one of the reasons why I played the under last night. Plus, I'd kind of gone into a funk. So, for those of you who are blindly playing Vancouver over, stop.
Okay.
Just because, you know, just like the Dallas unders, don't do it right now. Did you see that? You see who the Colorado Buffs are interested in hiring as head coach? For full time. Well, they gave the guy the interim title, but how about Eric Bieniemy?
I'm sure that'd be their dream candidate.
Apparently he's interested, according to the story.
You know, I mean, maybe it's not the worst idea for him, because if he didn't get a job this year, what's it going to take for him to get a job?
Well,
in the NFL.
I mean, that's the thing. He's done everything you can do as a coordinator.
Yeah.
And you know what? If he goes to college, his alma mater, and has a lot of success there, maybe that's a better path for him.
Maybe so.
If he's not going to make it as an OC. I mean, I think I'd like to see the guy here, but that'll never happen. So Matt says, John Wayne and Burbank are busy airports with fast airliners and slow Cessnas. It's like NASCAR and a senior citizen home on the same street. The other thing somebody mentioned is that planes can't use full engine power due to nearby communities' noise ordinances.
What?
They got some bleeped up rules in.
For real?
In that's why I'm not a fan of California.
Oh, can you keep your airplane down?
Yeah. you're
all right.
You're interrupting my meditation.
Hey, man, f*** that.
I mean, gosh, you might. You know, it might screw up your approach and you kill 300 people, but that's okay.
As long as it's quiet.
As long as it's quiet and I can meditate. Yeah. Yeah, that's what Sean was just saying. They have to cut the engines off while they glide over.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. Well, that explains it. Thank you. I knew the Blitzers would know. We have a very well-rounded audience.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
I mean, if I could, I don't even need the full Thanos snap. Like, if I could just get rid of 5%.
But then, you could pick the 5%?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
That'd be good.
But that'll never happen. Man.
I always thought, when I was younger, I always thought it'd be cool if I could have a superpower. It would be, like, one person a day I could just eliminate from the earth. I'd just be like, oh, you're a jerk. Boom, you're gone forever.
Well, you live
it's in a lot of power, but I feel like I could handle it.
Well,
great, especially when I was young.
Great power comes great responsibility. Right. Well, I think in this city, one a day wouldn't. If you're having to drive, especially from where you drive from to here, there's no way you could get by with one a day.
Probably not.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm only a 5-mile drive.
But the other thing is, if you have that power, I mean, you're going to be a billionaire. Because people will give you tons of money to not snap them.
I would go to Jeff Bezos right now and say, look.
I'd have a helicopter.
This is going to be your day unless you put $1 billion in my bank account.
Yeah.
You got plenty of billions. You can afford it. You just spent $125 million on a mansion.
Yeah.
I think you can give me a billion.
Nice crib.
And I won't snap you out of existence. By the way, you know, I think I'd like this house.
Yeah. I'd live in that Tony Stark house from Iron Man.
Exactly. That'd be a good superpower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never really thought of that, but you just...
But then imagine, like, the
You countdown. Just make their heart stop?
No, they just disappear. They vanish.
Oh, wow. No trace?
No. Like, imagine the countdown. Like, you know, every time you do it, you got to wait 24 hours.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, God, come on. So it's kind of like a superpower, but it's also kind of an annoyance of a superpower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's got its limits.
And then what happens if you really need it? Like, a dude's about to kill you.
Right.
And you've already used it.
Oh, crap. I got rid of, you know, Bob in HR today. I can't.
I snapped Aaron out of existence.
Bad guy.
I snapped Aaron out of existence because he screwed up the rejoin.
Yeah. Oh. And imagine how friendly everyone would be to you all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, although I would be worried that somebody would try to pull a thing like the boys and wait for you to use your thing and then kill you.
Yeah.
Because
I'd have security.
Well, everybody can be gotten to, AJ.
That's true. That's true. I'd have to have guys I could trust. I don't know who I could trust.
Yeah. See, and then people start extorting money from you because they're going to say, listen, you don't pay up that billion that Jeff Bezos gave you. I'm going to wait till you whack somebody. And if you whack me, then one of my guys is going to kill you. And then we're going to take the money.
You'd also have to time it out right before you fly, just in case the guy in front of you reclines. You might have to give it up for an entire day.
I would rather just be able to stop their heart, because that way if a guy reclines in front of you, when you know, this plane goes and then they land and they find out, oh, they don't find out until you're on approach when they go, sir, you need to move your seat back up. Sir.
Yeah.
And yeah. So not to amend your superpower, but I think that's the direction I would go, rather than just have them out of existence. Just make their heart stop. Just like that.
Bernardo, how many can you snap at once? Just one. One a day.
That's a pretty restrictive power.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, when I was a kid, my superpower wishes were a lot stronger than that. Like, I could travel through all time and space and was basically invincible and could kill gods.
Oh, okay. So, that's good.
Yeah. You know, that was a lot more, just a little more ambitious. That's all. All right, guys. I got to tell you about MyBadExperience.com. And if you've had a bad experience with a business, this site is designed to help you and help people know about these businesses. And for $4.99, you can tell all. You might even reach a resolution with the business. And the thing is, this isn't a troll site. I mean, everything's verified. This is a real site. There's no fake stars or ratings, no ads. They just want you to warn and help others before it's too late. You can post any bad experience and make the business accountable, because we've all had experiences with businesses and they're just, well, we don't care. Well, if it's out there publicly, they will care for $4.99. It's always, and the cool thing is, if you get a resolution, it's going to stay up there. So people are still going to know that, hey, you had to go through this in order to get a resolution with them. And they'll also know, hey, if you call out this business, then maybe they'll actually work it out with you. A paid review is a legitimate review. So go and check out mybadexperience.com today and stop bad business. That's mybadexperience.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Okay, so something's broken in here because the sun is shining right in my face now.
Oh, yeah, what's going on? The blinds are up. Are we not on the Twitch?
No, we are.
Well, that may explain why the Twitch looks a little weird today. We'll have to mess with that on the next break, I guess. St. Patrick's.
It is kind of nice, though, having some natural light in here for once.
Well, but you have natural light with the one next to it. It's right where the sun is.
Right, but that's usually not open either.
Well, that one can stay open. This one, not so good.
Okay.
Do I need to do it during this segment?
Well, I mean, whatever you want to do. I mean, that's up to you. If you're going,
if you want to make Fred happy, then yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I can wait another 4 or 8 minutes or so. It's not a problem. It's like the sun's coming down right in my eyes now. So not that, you know, that matters, but St. Patrick said my superpower would be teleportation. Then I wouldn't care about bad drivers and seat recliners and wouldn't need to Thanos them. That would be a good one. I would like to do it if I could take somebody with me when I teleport. Because that way you can, if you want to get rid of somebody, like I would teleport right next to a brick wall.
Is that the one you wanted down or did you want
Yeah, no, that's the one I wanted down, but that's, I kind of thought the other one was supposed to go up as opposed to that. It works. It works. Don't mess with it.
That's good.
It's fine. No, you can leave that one. You're fine. You're good. Everything's fine. That's it. I just wanted the sun not directly in my face. That's all. So, but yeah, if I could do that, if I could teleport right next to a wall or a tree and that person's with me and then I could kill them that way. But that would be a cool one because you could, like, okay, I'm going to go make a withdrawal from Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
I'm going to just teleport right into the vault, grab some money, teleport out. You'd be rich. I mean, I think any superpower, the point is to be rich, right?
Yeah. Or to get laid.
Yeah. A teleportation probably wouldn't help you with that.
No, I guess not.
Unless somebody really needed to get to Denver in less than a second.
Yeah.
And like, all right, I'll get you there, but, you know. Oh, we can't do that anymore, though. That's a Weinstein kind of thing.
It's true.
So I'll put you in the movie, but no. Oh, well. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. I had a kind of weird encounter today. I had to go to the Walgreens to reload on some medication, and I'm waiting in line. And there's this, yeah, and I'm old, so the older you get, the more crap you have to put in your body, apparently.
Yeah.
And none of it's cheap. But there's a guy behind me, and he's like, "Are you the Blitz?" I'm like, well, some people think that, but I'm part of the Blitz. I mean, not the Blitz. And
you should have just said yes.
No, I just said, but yeah, I'm on the Blitz. Sorry. I listen to you guys all day, you know. I'm like, that's cool. Thanks, man.
But we're not on all day.
Well, then he's like trying to be nice. And then he starts talking about the show. And it's like, hey, you guys do act like you know more than everybody else. It's like, well, that's probably fair. And then it's, well, I think you could learn a lot from John Granato. I think John Granato is the best in the country. I'm like, well, I wouldn't argue with that. We could definitely learn a lot from John. And, you know, at this point, though, I'm like, okay, please get my pills ready. Please, please, please. I don't want to talk anymore.
Did he talk about you getting boner pills?
No, they weren't boner pills.
Oh.
You know? I mean, they're nothing sexy, believe me. It's just stuff to keep my blood sugar down and other crap like that. But
well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I don't have any cool stuff to tell you about. But, you know, like pills that make me invisible or something like that. I mean, but he starts... And, you know, those unusual suspects, guys, they're just as bad as you are. I'm like, well, it's the usual suspects. And when you say just as bad, do you mean that we're the same? You know, I'm thinking to myself, is that what that means? So, nice guy, but he started off trying to make conversation, and he just couldn't help himself. He had to get into criticizing. So I'm kind of like, okay, well.
That's why when people ask me, I usually just say, What are you talking about?
That's, you know, usually if I'd known it was going to go that way, I would have just, when he asked me that, I was like, oh, no, that is not me. I am not on the Blitz. Please don't ask me that question.
I don't think that works for you.
Oh, really?
It works on the radio some, but I think in real life,
Well, and I can't do Canadian because that would give it away.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just come back with my own East Texas.
Okay.
Maybe I should have just done that. No, sir. No, sir. I'm in the oil business. Because, I mean, who's going to dispute that, right? Because everybody in Houston's in the oil business.
That's true.
So maybe that's my... But see, I mean, you started off nice. That's... You know what it reminded me of is... Remember when Ron Paul was running for president and he'd start off with this really brilliant thing, but then he'd keep going and it would just get awful? That's what this reminded me of. Oh, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Steven, the weather guy. At least he didn't say, are you the Blitzes?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That would have been okay. Lamont says, for years, I thought the media person after the State of the Union was the dumbest explaining to me what I just heard, but this new apology analyst for the Chronicle leapfrogged it. There's an apology analyst for the Chronicle?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I understand why people are running with this story, because it gets some clicks, especially the national media. It gets some clicks. It gets some eyeballs. That's what they want. And so you're going to analyze every single word that's said. And to me, it's silly. And it's just like the Patriots scandal was silly. But oh well. Richard said, I once saw AJ at a barbecue place. I tweeted to ask him if it was him. He waited until he left to reply so I wouldn't talk to him.
Well, I mean, I could have also not been tweeting while I was at the barbecue place. That's possible, too.
Yeah, although I've almost never seen you where you weren't tweeting at some point. I mean, even when you're wandering around in Vegas, you'll be tweeting.
Well, maybe.
See, Shoulder says, when someone asks if you're the Blitz, you say yes. And Grimjow says, I'm waiting on the day when they say, hey, aren't you the Canadian Wombat? That'll happen.
Eventually, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Your time will come.
There are legitimately people who listen to the show that think I'm from Canada.
Yeah.
Because you always keep saying crap like that.
Crap like that?
Yeah, I'm not Canadian.
Yeah, but you're Canadian enough.
No, I'm not. I'm just married to one. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Getting a couple of people saying that the Detroit-New Jersey game is 6 on my bookie. I got it 5.5. I like it 5.5, 6. I still like it, not as much. And I know that sounds silly because it's a half goal, but you know, I don't want to have to get into all that again, how big a half goal is in a hockey game. I think you've hit a new low on this game that you have.
Why?
I mean, Sacred Heart.
I mean, Fred, listen, you know, all the money spends the same.
It does. There's no question. What am I saying? I bet a friggin' XFL game.
Yeah,
this
who are you? But yeah, I mean, give me a break.
I bet CFL. And when it comes to horses, I'll bet like the worst track in the world with the worst horses if I think I can make money. So
I was gonna say, I bet more people bet the XFL this weekend than bet this Bryant versus Sacred Heart game.
Well, this one particular game, probably. But listen, Northeast Conference Hoops is a long-standing tradition. It's a powerhouse. All right.
A tradition like no other.
Have you seen what Merrimack's been doing this season? It's unbelievable. Now, are they going to be able to knock off Robert Morris, Bobby Moe? I don't know. Bobby Moe? I don't know. What I will say is steer clear of Central Connecticut. The Blue Devils, they're not like the other Blue Devils. It's the opposite.
So do I need to buy a notebook so I can put that in there?
Yeah, I've just written. I've already written it in mine.
If it's in Fred's notebook, it'll work.
Yeah, because I can just go and make a copy of it for you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And fax it to you.
Yeah.
I can do that, too. 713-70-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
Listen. Once conference tournaments come around, you guys are going to be like, hey, who's going to win the NEC?
Oh, yeah, I know. They'll be asking.
What's the NEC? I don't know anything about that.
I just know Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart, by the way, the reason I fade them, no point guard. Their point guard's out. They got no one to run their offense. That's the other thing. When you've got schools like this who maybe have one or two good players, they lose them. Oh, it gets ugly in a hurry. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, I imagine.
I caught Bryant catching points because they're lower in the standings than Sacred Heart.
Right.
But people don't always adjust for what's going on at the time. So you find out that Sacred Heart's missing one of their two good players. Well, guess what? Now, all of a sudden, they aren't that good.
A lot of people saying invisibility is one that they would
That's
like.
That's a good one, but most of those people are just perverts.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
And,
like,
and with porn,
we know what you're doing with
Pornhub
that.
Now, you don't really, with all the porn online, you don't really need invisibility. Technically, you're invisible when you're looking at, although I guess Big Brother could get in there.
We know what you're doing with that invisibility, you sickos.
Somebody said some woman moved to from California to Pearland and hated the approach so much that she tried to get an ordinance like that, and of course it got shot down. And of course it did, because we're Texas.
Yeah.
We assume people are smart enough to know if you're going to move near an airport, planes like are going to go over.
Those douchebags, and like, I mean, no offense to you, but East Downtown is very much like East Austin now. It used to be kind of scuzzy and raggedy, and which, by the way, this will actually transition well into another thing I wanted to bitch about.
Awesome. Day. Awesome.
And now they've built a bunch of, you know, fancy condos and stuff like that, and it's all right there next to Franklin Barbecue, which, you know, is one of, if not the most famous venues in Austin.
Yeah.
Well, and it's probably the most famous barbecue restaurant in the world. So the people who live in these condos that have been put up in the last 2 or 3 years wanted an ordinance passed that would cut down on smoke from the barbecue place. What?
Well, the big thing.
Yes,
you know what the big thing is in our neighborhood now is that people bitch about the trains that go through there. And well, and I know in the Heights they have like a no horn thing. But and there's always this one guy at 4 a.m. when his train goes through that is just going to do it to piss people off. I get people getting mad at that. But the reality is, when we moved down there, we knew we were close to train tracks. So there's going to be train horns. Just like when I lived on Westheimer across from the old people's home, I knew there were going to be sirens all the time because old people were dying. It's just when you move into a place, you take all that into account
That's
ahead of time.
That's part of the deal.
So, yeah, I don't have a problem with stuff like that because, you know, that's what we signed up for. And I don't like it when people move into a neighborhood and then try to dictate to the neighborhood what it's supposed to be. Because, I mean, we have a really cool neighborhood that's very diverse and it's got a lot of neat stuff about it. Who am I to move in there for 3 years and say, oh, let's turn the train horns down.
Yeah.
Let's do this. No, man. Those people have been there a lot longer than I have.
Well, I want a little more room to discuss the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is something that I came across on Twitter, and I was like, what is this? But there's a new word that is now, if you're woke, which, like, some people think that I'm, they like try to call me woke, but then I see stuff like this, and this is where I can assure you, I'm not woke at all. I'm not woke enough, I guess. But there's a word that is apparently no longer okay to use.
Okay.
So, I went on the other side of the break, I want to get into this word, and I'm going to give you the context it was used in, and I want you to tell me if you think it's still okay, or in 2020, this is a word we don't use anymore. Because let's face it, you and I have changed. We've grown with the times.
There's words that we used when we started the show that
yes.
we don't anymore.
The M word for little people,
yep.
Fred used to throw it around like crazy. When I was in Austin, before we knew that it was inappropriate to call mentally handicapped people the R word, I had a game show on my show called R Word Love Connection. And it was just kind of, we didn't think anything of it.
Right.
It wasn't a big deal.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of people have stopped using the gay slur with the F.
Yeah, well, and guess what? We used that when Matt and I first started in radio. We quoted Fast Times at Ridgemont all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't And then all of a sudden that becomes a bad word. You can't use it.
So I understand with the times words become no longer acceptable. So I'm on the other side of this break. I'm going to give you a word and you tell me if this has now become one of those words.
Okay. The one that...
You know, one recently that we discussed? Posse.
Well, yeah, because I used to refer to my friends as my posse.
But and you're then, not allowed to do that.
And yeah, and then everybody started talking about how you can't do that. So it's like, okay, I won't use it anymore in that context.
Well, I'm curious on this one. I want to hear.
Okay,
I'm
excited to give my opinion.
New addition to the woke vocabulary.
Oh, all right. Hey, guess who's on the line? Lawyer Dave, which means he probably won all his cases today, so he was able to get off early to come on with us. What's going on, Dave?
Well, it's my birthday, Fred. That's why I'm off 15 minutes. Or 5 minutes ahead of time, I'm really taking advantage of the day.
Well, happy birthday, and I know all the Blitzers will join me in that, because I'm sure you will celebrate it upright.
Oh, you know I will, Fred, and perhaps you and I will catch up at the track tomorrow night and drink a couple cold ones.
Well, we'll definitely catch up in Vegas next week, that's for sure. So
that's going to be an outstanding trip. I'm really looking forward to that. That's my wife's birthday gift to me.
Good gift. Good wife. Good job. Well, let's tell the people about how all you do is win their cases.
Yeah, let me talk to the Blitzers a little bit about what happens immediately after a car wreck. That's very important. What immediately happens after a car wreck is you take pictures from all angles of where the cars are positioned before you move them off to the side of the road. That way, if there's any question as to who hit who or what the heck happened, you've got it written down or you've got it in photographic evidence. Second thing is, if there's any witnesses to the accident, just get their name and number, because that's going to be important later on. And third thing, if someone from an insurance company calls you and wants to take a recorded statement, say, oh, no, not until I get a chance to talk to Lawyer Dave, because he knows you're trying to trap me. That's the idea, fellas. Call me, 713-626-8900. I'll steer you in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, and you don't get paid until they win. So, and if they can't afford to go to a doctor, they don't have to worry about that stuff with you.
Absolutely right. We take this ride together, Blitzers. We win together. If we happen to lose, we lose together. And, yeah, very, very important. A lot of times for people that have been in car wrecks, unless it's something of an emergency nature. So what we do is we get folks to the doctors, the type of doctors they need, in areas where they live or work, and they don't have to put any money out of their pocket up front. That's a huge benefit to people that need help, medical help, and just can't afford it.
All right, tell them one more time how to get in touch with you.
You can hit me up at 713-626-8900 or tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com, or last and certainly not worst, find me through my buddy Fred.
Yeah, I had somebody texted me the other night, and I gave him your number and while you were sitting right there. So always happy to do that. If you need a lawyer.
As a matter of fact, that person reached out to me. Thank you, Fred.
Awesome. So tell them what to do when they need a lawyer.
They better dial Dave.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.